Game one of a three-game set between the Astros and Athletics. Josh Reddick exchanging the lineup card with former manager Bob Melvin before the game. We'll take it to the top of the fifth, Norichika Aoki facing Kendall Graveman.
There's another one that Aoki sends deep to right field, and Nori has tied the game. Aoki's first home run as an Astro, leading off the fifth inning, and it's a 1-1 game.
McCann at third, Gonzalez at first, two outs, top of the sixth, 1-1 game. The 3-2, and Aoki chops it up the middle. Tough play coming in, the second baseman, Rosales, the throw to first, not in time. Scoring is McCann. Down to third goes Gonzalez. It's a 2-1 Astros lead. Close play at first. Aoki beats it out.
Down the right field line. He's done it again. He's been on base 10 straight times. Altuve with his second double tonight. 3-for-3 with a walk. He's on one out base runner here in the seventh. Here's Brian McCann facing the lefty. Ball ripped into right center field with the runners on the move. This should score two. Coming in is Correa. Right behind him, Alex Bregman. McCann in the second with a two RBI, two out double. Astros lead it 5-1. On the ground towards short. Should be two. Correa, Altuve, and they get the double play. Keuchel threw seven for the third consecutive start.
7-2 Astros is your final score. Dallas Keuchel strikes out seven while allowing just one earned run in his second win of the year. Jose Altuve has now reached base safely in 11 straight plate appearances. A.J. Hinch watches his Astros pull off a 7-2 victory against the Athletics on Friday. Here's the Houston skipper on the win.
When he needs to pitch inside, he's doing that. When he needs down and away, even the pitches that he's missing on are very, very close borderline pitches. So. He's down in the zone getting ground balls. He's missing a few bats. He'll throw some surprise pitches inside. So, his changeup seems to be a pitch that kind of lets you know when he's right. And tonight was no different. He flexed his muscles coming into the dugout. He wanted to make sure we all recognize that he's plenty strong enough to hit the ball near the upper deck in this ballpark. So. He got into it. It was fun to watch him. He was one of the bigger smiles I've seen on his face in this short time here.
When did you decide you were going to send Reddick out for the last card exchange?
Before the game, I was messing with him. I asked, last year I came into the ballpark and he was the guy delivering the lineup card for the A's. So I asked him what his record was. I was pretty impressed by it. So I figured we might as well take a shot at it. He'll get another chance tomorrow too.
What's his record?
It's like 15-4. Allegedly.
I mean, I'm going by his word, so
I'll take his word.
Graveman, he looked like he pitched pretty well.
He did. I thought he survived a couple of well-hit balls that could have done a little bit more damage against him, but he's got a really good arm and a good fastball. The sinker is good. He threw a few cutters. We hit some hard lineouts, but he's in attack mode all the time. It was no surprise what he was throwing, and he continued to match Dallas till the middle innings. We put a little bit of stress on him late in his outing, and it was nice to see him get out of the game.
Jose Altuve has now reached base safely in his last 11 plate appearances. Here he is on his performance in Friday's game.
I feel good. I mean, like I said a couple of days ago, I wasn't doing really good, but I felt like I was getting close. You know, it's hard to believe that you are getting better when you striking out, hitting 150, but that was the way I felt. And, it's a long season. You know, that's not the only slump I'm going to get in the season, because obviously you want to play 150 game plus, and you're not going to get hits every day. You're not going to hit 300 every single day, but... You know, I'm just trying to be consistent, and if I go 0-for-4 one day, just try to walk or try to make a play for the team. At the end of the day, that's what it matters, how the team play and how you're playing. So I think, we are playing really good, and we have to continue to do that.
Does it look like 2015 Dallas playing behind him these last three starts for him?
I feel like he's the Dallas I know. I mean, I always see him giving everything he has. Even if he get one hit, if he get whatever hit, he's gonna give you everything he has, and that's why it makes him so good. You know, that's why he's a Cy Young. That's why he's one of the best pitchers in the league. I don't care what other people outside this room say, he's the best for me.
Dallas Keuchel improves to 2-0 with the win on Friday. He goes seven innings while striking out seven and allowing just one earned run.
Thought I had some good late movement on the two-seam tonight. I just couldn't really corral it early, and cost me a few pitches here and there. Got into a few bad counts. One ended up hurting me with Davis's home run, but I don't know. I've been really feeling good with the way the ball's come out of my hand and the shape and the movement of each and every pitch, and just been trying to go off that. But I mean, I don't think I've shook McCann more than three times in 21 innings, so that's a credit to him first and foremost, and the knowledge he has and the game plan we have together.
You feel strong enough to where, if you know, you had to, you could go deeper at some point soon, just, you know, if they needed you and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I feel like there's a little bit of a leash on me right now. I don't think anybody wants to say it, but I'll say it. So I'd like to get that harness taken off, but it's early and I understand. But the pitch count's there, and I mean, it was cold tonight, so I completely understand and agree with coming out. But you know, going forward, I'd like to maybe mix in eight or nine, depending on how decent I'm doing.
Did you lobby for the eighth tonight?
No, the game really came to a halt, and I mean, it seemed like it was a five-hour game there past the sixth inning. So at that point, I'm just trying to throw some strikes and get some outs and do my job correctly. So you know, AJ saw it fit, and we'll take a win.
The Astros' Lance McCullers Jr. will square off against the Athletics' Sean Manaea in Game 2 on Saturday.